This week I'm going to a workshop on preaching led by a man named Greg Garrett. He is an author, a professor, a speaker, and he wrote one of the many books he's written is called Crossing Myself. And it's his own personal story about how he grew up, came to faith, and lost it, and then returned. He grew up in the South in a very conservative Baptist church, and as a young boy, he was so scared by the preachers preaching on hellfire and brimstone that he accepted Christ as his Savior out of fear from roasting in hell forever. And when he grew up, he got away from there, and that whole attitude just drove him away from church, and he became an atheist. He suffered from depression, and he was a very high-functioning depressive. He was very successful and did a lot, but after the failure of his third marriage, he contemplated suicide. He found himself one day standing on the curb wondering if he should throw himself in front of a truck going by. Something pulled him back. And he found his way to an Episcopal church where he found a new way of understanding God that was different from the God that he had grown up with in that conservative church. So he found God in the darkness of his depression. Or we might say God found him in the darkness of his depression. If God is not in the darkness with us, then what good is God? In our Old Testament story today, Abraham is found also by God in the darkness. I think you might say in some ways that Abraham himself suffered from some depression because he was under this burden of having no descendants, no children, no son to pass on his legacy. And in Abraham's day, this was basically the meaning of life. If you didn't have anyone to pass on your legacy, then what was the purpose of living? And so he asked the Lord about this many times, and he had never received a child. So he asked again. The story we have is a very strange scene in the Bible, one of the strangest ones. God tells him to take a cow, a ram, and a goat, and a dove, and a pigeon, and cut them in two, and lay them in a row with each half of each carcass on each side. You have this sort of crazy scene of this half-crazed Abraham running around driving off the birds as the sun is setting. The vultures are trying to get at the carcasses. And it says that God causes a deep sleep to come upon Abraham, and he descends into a terrifying darkness. And he has a dream that there is a smoking pot and a flaming torch that pass between these carcasses. Now, this is a very strange story, and it requires some explanation. And the explanation is that back in Abraham's time, chieftains of tribes would make a covenant with each other, and this is how they would seal the covenant. They would take animals and split them in two and walk between them. And it was as if they were saying, if I don't keep my side of the covenant, then you can tear me in two like these animals were torn in two. Very solemn, sort of grisly, gruesome ceremony, but as you can see, it would be very memorable. So basically what was happening here was that God was making a solemn covenant with Abraham. He was saying, I will give you descendants. I will give you this land. Or to put it another way, I will always be with you even in the darkness. Well, it's kind of a gruesome story, but it answers a question. To what depths would God go for us? There is no darkness that God would not enter for us. Whether the darkness is depression or cancer or Alzheimer's or loneliness or failure, God will be with us. That is God's promise. Psalm 27, our psalm for today, says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. In whom then shall I fear? God is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Though an army encamp against me, yet my heart shall not be afraid. And though war rise up against me, yet will I put my trust in God. No matter what happens, I know that God is there with me." In the gospel today, Jesus is having threats of assassination. People are coming to him and saying, "Herod wants to kill you." Jesus is not afraid. He says, "You go tell that fox that I am still doing my work today, tomorrow, and the next day." Jesus knows that God is always with him. He is not afraid to look into the heart of darkness because he knows that God is always there with us in the darkness. You know, it seems to me that much of what we see in the church today is sort of Christianity light. Religion is sort of designed to make us feel better, to soothe us and comfort us and protect us and keep us from asking too hard of questions. It tries too hard. It smiles too much. It is too happy, clappy. And I may be describing myself here. But that is not enough. If God is not in the darkness with us, then what good is religion? When Abraham fell into a deep sleep and this terrifying darkness, God was there. God was saying, "I will never leave you." You think of other times in the Bible when God was there in the darkness. When Jacob was wrestling all night with the angel. When Elijah was in the cave and he heard this small, still voice of God. When Jesus was praying in the darkness at the Garden of Gethsemane. And when Paul was blinded on the road to Damascus. All these stories of darkness, but God was there in the darkness. God did not leave them. And there's no question that God leads us out of darkness into light. And there's a lot more images of God as light in the Bible than there is of darkness. You know, the burning bush of Moses, the pillar of fire that led the Israelites out of Egypt, the blazing angels that Isaiah saw, the transfiguration of Jesus, you know, the light of Easter morning, all these images of light. God is light. But before God is light, God is there with us in the darkness. That is why we have Eucharist every Sunday, to take us into the darkness and bring us back out into the light. That's why we have the hymnal with his great theology and all the words that express the depth of religion. That's why we have the Bible, to remind us that God is with us in the darkness and God will never leave us wherever we go. When I was driving here yesterday, I came up over the hill at Wagga Way and I looked out to the west and I saw that all the clouds and the dark fog on the lowlands and the foothills, and off in the distance was the Olympics, just pristine with a fresh coat of snow. Shining, just glorious in the sunshine there in the blue sky. That's how we see God. Amen.